finally looking in the mirror and seeing that me I love. I'm getting back to the girl I was.
Ag Talk, Your Story Matters, is America's platform for women in agriculture to share their thoughts, ideas, and stories. This is a safe space for everyone in agriculture, no matter what their role is, to come together and have real and raw conversations. We feature our Ag Women Connect members, guest speakers, and current topics across the nation that affect our agriculture industry. Our goal is to include others into our discussions, and we invite you to be a part of our conversation every week. Join us. Welcome to Ag Talk, Your Story Matters. We are excited to have Ashley Jackson from Idaho on today. A lot of you know her as the Boot Babe, but this girl has lots of things going on. She's very talented. For those of you who don't know, she ran for governor in Idaho last year, which I think is very impressive. So let's just start with a little bit of your story and background, Ashley, and then we're going to let all the girls, you know, ask you all the questions. So tell us a little bit about your journey with Boot Babes and then also running for governor.
Okay, well, let's just start with running for governor. Let's start with leadership. So I think we have a leadership problem in our country. I think this because I'm witnessing what's happening with people around me. They don't know how to communicate with themselves. And as a result, they have considerably, just going to turn this up and down. They just are lost. I feel like they're very lost in leadership. I had great leaders and teachers in high school, and I was taught determination and perseverance and courage and words that aren't even talked about right now. And so I ran for governor of Idaho when I was 36 years old, right? Not too old and not too young, but my governor, who has been there for quite a while, his name is Brad Little. He is putting moms in jail for trying to get THC or cannabis for their children. And that was really hard for me to watch. Cannabis had an impact on my life about 10 years ago. I was raised Mormon, and I thought that cannabis was probably going to make me go to hell or put me in jail, and it actually saved my life. And so I became an advocate for that plant, and I became an advocate for wellness. And as I challenged the governor last year, I ran the whole year, or about, you know, months out of the year, and he would not even have a conversation with me. He wasn't even willing to look in my eyes or speak to me directly. And I'm his constituent, right? I'm a Republican my whole life. My dad's a firearms dealer. I grew up on a horse ranch in the middle of nowhere, Idaho. We have 60 horses. We pack into the mountains, which is like a lost art. So I had this epic background, this Idaho girl. I thought the governor for sure would listen to me, but no. I found out that they didn't want me to play in that arena, number one. And number two, they weren't interested in my rhetoric. And if they were, it was to kill me. They were like, literal, like I had death threats. I had people saying, you know, you need to stop what you're doing. And I was like, this is crazy. I don't think I can make as big of an impact as I want in politics. And so I pulled 15% of the vote without any fundraising, basically. And that was an incredible experience. Vanessa, if you want to interrupt me anytime and ask a question, or someone wants to know something, please feel free to ask, because it's a wild adventure, right? That happened last year. And that led to the point where I said, how do I make an impact in a way that feels good and that I can be all of who I am? Like, I just felt like I had a message to give, and it wasn't through politics. I knew that. And I met Vanessa, and it was so interesting because I see Vanessa making a difference with women in agriculture, right? And I actually have been in the cowboy boot industry almost my entire life. And my mom, she sold cowboy boots. My dad, he made saddles. I've been a sales rep for cowboy boots for almost 15 years. And I wanted to figure out, and I've been the boot babe on social media, and I want to figure out, how do I give back? So I just said, okay, let's have the Boot Babes be a posse of women who love cowboy boots and are committed to seeing the traditions of the West continue. And I know Vanessa is super committed to that, right? And so overnight, basically, we've suddenly have about 100,000 women on a list that love cowboy boots and know that they're one of the last of a dying breed. they literally know that, like, if they don't share their knowledge and love of Western traditions, whatever it is they do, whether it's chuck wagon cooking or raising cattle or whatever it is, if they don't share that, that it will be lost. And so that's why we're here today, I feel like, is because we see the need for us to share a message. And Vanessa is really committed to bringing that to light. So here we are. Yeah, that's about it.
Well, it's a very unique way of preserving the cowgirl and Western style too. So tell us a little bit, like, more of like what you do within the boot babe industry. Like, what does it look like on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis for you?
Yeah, so right now we take trips with women that are ready to up their level of courage, of confidence, and of communication with themselves. And they really want to explore the West. So we go to Cody, Wyoming, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. We do the hot springs tour, doing some fun things. And we kind of tailor it to whatever you or your group of women are looking for. That's been the best thing that I found, because there's really not a one size fits all for everyone. I really believe people have their own answers, and they intuitively, or whatever you believe, they find me through God or however it is. And they're like, well, I'm supposed to go. I want to go on this adventure with you. So we do that part. And then we work with the cowboy boot companies, because it's really challenging to figure out how cowboy boots fit, especially if you're trying to buy them online and you've never tried them on before. And so I'm going to become, like, for lack of a better way to imagine it, and I know you don't want to think about this, but cigarettes had an icon called the Marlboro Man. And I'm going to be the icon for cowboy boots in the globe. Because I want you to think of me when you think of cowboy boots. Because right now it's kind of like, who do you think of, right? If I asked you, you'd all probably give me a different answer. I'd like someone to take the lead in that arena and explain how each boot fits and how the manufacturers all make the boots differently. And giving education and then selling, as a result, selling products. So it's fun. It's entertaining. We have a monthly newsletter. We have a Facebook group. You're all welcome.
That's awesome. So you're like a boot consultant for every boot in the USA. I think that's, nobody else can, I don't think anybody else is doing what you're doing. Like, you're right on point with that, especially as far as like branding yourself too. So let's go back to the trips a little bit, because I know that you love planning events and you love traveling. And it's so funny because, you know, you'll come up in conversation and people are like, oh, I saw Ashley and she was like in Wyoming one day and then like you're in Texas the next day. So tell us like what you're doing and as far as like traveling and how that kind of works.
Yeah, so a lot of people everybody has a different lifestyle, right? And I grew up a very traditional lifestyle, very conservative. And I decided in my 20s, I wanted to travel. And so I traveled the world really on the premises that like cannabis had somehow saved my life. So maybe I was misled in other areas of my life and I wanted to understand it a little better. And so I went to places like Morocco and France and a lot of other places. And it was a humbling experience because I realized that we literally live in one of the last free places on earth, as far as being able to be who you are, raise children the way you want to raise them. It's just so many things. And coming back here, I saw that it was really time to have an experience where people could get grounded, because I believe that cowboy boots are a way that you connect to the earth and they're part of your personality. If I looked in your closets, I would see all sorts of different boots and I could actually tell you a lot about yourself by the boots that you wear and what they look like, if they're worn or not, right? So many, there's girls that dance. There's so many ways to figure out how to preserve the tradition. So traveling, I decided that I was going to create a trip that included cowboy boots, a hat, and turquoise jewelry. And I was going to go from Salt Lake City to Jackson Hole, through the park, to Cody, Wyoming, and then back to Salt Lake City. And that's been a really fun way to connect with people. It's a little more high-end and more luxurious, and that's okay. And then we have different options, right? I just care that if you want you yourself to explore something or you want your children to explore something, that I can provide that experience for you.
That's awesome. Well, I know that I've had conversations with other women too about like how inspiring traveling is. Like, I think sometimes my best experiences and my best ideas come from sometimes just getting in my pickup and going somewhere different. You know, so there is a lot of power and there is a lot of energy about getting out of your comfort zone, going somewhere new, having those experiences, seeing different scenery, meeting different people. So I think what you're doing is just right on point, and it's what women are really wanting. They want to be included into that, and they want to have those experiences. So tell us a little bit, like, how can people get plugged into that? What are some of your upcoming events? Tell us a little bit of what you've got planned so far.
Okay, so right now, I have to tell you something first, though. Do you know who Sarah Blakely is? Sarah Blakely created Spanx. And her story is on Masterclass, but you don't need to watch it. I'll give you the, like, 1 minute version. She had that idea while she was driving, and she figured out her best ideas came while she was driving. So she'd schedule an hour early, even though she was 6 miles away from work, to get in the car and drive in the morning. And she really feels like there's, like, a time for everyone to have those kind of inspirations. So that's kind of what travel is set up to do, is make your mind explore. You don't have to leave your home to do that, though, just so you know. We can do that without leaving. You have to get really creative. Right now, you can plug into the Boot Babes, though, on the Facebook group. It's called the Boot Babes. It's a private group, but I can put a link to it, actually, in the chat if you wanted to get on there. And it's free, and it's fun. And girls go in and introduce themselves, which is so fun. And I could not have imagined that no one was providing this space, I guess, is for lack of, like, a better way to say it. And I realized that all the cowboy boot companies, which I've known, but I didn't really express, are run by men. Like, I don't know a single one that's owned by a woman besides Ariat. But Ariat is an interesting story because Beth Cross came from the Reebok industry, which is not a bad thing. It's just fascinating stories. And so, yeah, just trying to get women really acquainted with their boots and stuff. So here's a link to the group.
Okay. Awesome.
Sorry, just a second here. I don't know how to share. And then I can give you another link, but there's a trip to go to Cody, Wyoming, and a trip to go to Jackson Hole. And that trip that I mentioned earlier is up. That trip is on June 10th through the 15th. And if that's something you're interested in, or a version of that, you can, just trying to get back to you. Where did my people go? Oh, there you are. You can just message me or reach out to me. I'm really easy to get a hold of. This group is where you will find me for sure. Right now, I hired a couple of team members that are girls that wanted to help, and they love cowgirl boots. And so they're on board, and they've been helping me, and that's really special. So
that's good. Well, I think success has a lot to do with, you know, your inner circle and who you have helping you. And it's awesome. So we all know that we can do anything, but we can't do everything. So delegating, that's the point that I'm getting to. Delegating is a great thing. So we talked about that a lot yesterday on that conference call. So good for you. And I don't know if I'm on that Facebook group or not, but I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, it's free. It's easy. I believe that really the key to getting things done is the courage to be able to have this word called fortitude, which is like dealing with shit head on all day long and feeling well. How do you do that? Right? It's so challenging sometimes to have it come at you. And then you're like, holy Hannah, like, this is too much for me. And how do you have fortitude? How do you develop fortitude? Is it a character trait? Who teaches you it? How do you learn how to have it without, you know, feeling like you're too much? Or I don't know. That's something that I've been challenged to figure out for my whole life, I feel like, because I do. I want people to achieve. I want them to feel well. I want them to have the greatest life they want. And really, sometimes it just takes the courage to be like, done is way better than perfect. I'm just going to do it right now. Get it done, you know?
Yeah. And that is something that I see that you really encourage people. It's like one of your favorite sayings is just do it now. So, you know, like, don't waste the time in thinking about all the ways that can go wrong. Just do it. And, you know, if you need to fix something later, you can. But I agree with that. I think it's very powerful. So,
yeah, do it now. Do it scared. Do it terrified. Do the thing that scares you the very most. Tell someone about it. That's in the Boot Babe group, I posted the courage challenge. So we have like a weekly thing. And it's like, what are you going to do that's courageous? Like you post what you did. And so many women posted what they did. And they're like, this is so great. I just needed this one thing. And I'm like, yeah, it's just one little tiny thing. And that's all it is one moment after the next moment, kind of chaining those together. But I do, I will tell you, Vanessa started her podcast because I felt like, I mean, she knew that she was ready and I had the resources and time to help her. And so I was like, do it now. I don't care what you do. You have to start now. And we have to go because there's so many women that need to hear your voice. And so if you're thinking about starting a podcast or you have a message, like you should get a hold of Vanessa and definitely let her at least interview you. It's a great way to share the message that you've been sent here to give.
Thank you. Well, Crystal's on here. She's been helping me with a lot of things. And we're about to get the podcast on Apple. So we're doing that. So we had a session this morning. So I think that'll help too. And we just uploaded a video to our YouTube channel. So we've got lots of content coming y'all's way. We're excited about it. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick break, but make sure to come back to catch the rest of Ashley's story here on Ag Talk, Your Story Matters. We are back, and Ashley was just giving us her background and how she got to where she is today. Let's jump back in and see what she has in store for us. Okay, so let's do something kind of fun. So tell me who your icon is in the Western industry. You look up to.
So there's a lady that I met more recently. Gosh, I wish I knew her name. It's not Pam Mimic, but maybe it is. I know this is like crazy, but I met this older woman at the Dallas market and she came up to me. She's like, I heard you ran for governor. And she was so kind and loving and like the mom that I always wanted. And I was like, you're my new icon. I don't even know who you are, but so that's actually who I look up to. It's because I look up to people that actually care enough to tell you how great you are. And that is something that most people are really uncomfortable doing. People deserve to know how great they are. And there's not a lot of people in the Western industry who want to be your cheerleader. Sometimes the Western industry tends to be a little competitive, which is a sad thing. And I've seen people really make other people not feel welcome in this community. And I really have a hard time with that. And so I admire people who are really welcoming. One of the best examples, I think, is the Maddox family, for sure. American Hats. Like if you go and you become a member of the American Hat family, that's one of the most welcoming, loving, positive times. That story's epic. The whole thing, if you don't know it, you should look that up. They're a good role model. You know, I look at people at certain times in their life as role models too. I really liked Oprah when I was a kid. I'm not sure about now, but she did save my life as a kid. I watched Oprah and I thought like that lady got through her stuff. I definitely can get through mine, right? Because I have quite a story of childhood, an interesting childhood story. And I think we all go through trauma in our life where we're not seen and we're not heard and we have pain. And then we either figure out how to deal with it in a healthy way or we struggle to feel well. Those are kind of the only two options. So that's interesting in itself.
Yeah. I remember watching Oprah when I was little too. She's done some amazing things. So it's neat to hear people's story on that, on who they resonate with. So
you know who I actually like too is Fallon Taylor. I know that's crazy, but she's one of the most authentic people. Yeah, she's really authentic. She's very admirable. I know a lot of these girls really personally. Like I know Kate Davis pretty good. You know, I know a lot of those girls that are influencers. I've met them all. I try to go vet people in person and like try to get to know them, right? You know, I want people to be who they are and I want them to show up and be the leader that they say they are through the medium, right? So.
Right. I totally get you. You want them to be who they say they are on the platform that they're on. So.
Yeah. So I try to represent that. And in doing that, a big part of what I represent is wellness, and that comes back to educating people about wellness. And so I actually have more than one podcast. And what I was saying is I've helped multiple people set up podcasts. So if you needed help with that, I could definitely guide you in that direction. But the other podcast that I have is called Wake Up or Die. And that's kind of a jarring thing, but we document people's journey of waking up, like consciously coming to the realization that maybe their food is poisoning them, maybe their water is poisoning them, maybe whatever happened is like not what they think, maybe nobody knows what's going on here. I don't know. We all have that part of our journey going on. And how do you deal with that? And so my friend, she and I decided that, okay, now is better time than ever. And so we started that Wake Up or Die podcast. And I think the first episode is out. And it's really interesting. And I do live transformation work on there because that's what I'm really trained in. So I worked on the suicide hotline. I had a lot of trauma growing up. When I realized I had a lot of trauma, I decided I want to help myself. I learned a lot about my brain, how my brain works. And then I am able to help people if they want help. And it really, because you have your own answer, I'm just able to be a guide for you to find your own answer. And so I do that on this podcast live with this girl named Amy. And we're going to document, we do it almost daily. So it's fun. That's a really good way to learn is I feel like is podcasts. I learn a lot from podcasts. This is just my way of giving back.
Well, you said a key word in there, self-awareness. It is just mind-boggling, you know, when you meet people who are not self-aware. And I just think that that is the first step in really changing and getting well. It's just like the self-awareness itself. So, and I know that you're really great because I've had multiple conversations with you on that, is helping people become aware of like their environment and what they're going through, and just walking them through, hey, like this might be something that's going on. Or, you know, when I was having my heart issues, you know, there was something much deeper going on. And, you know, I enjoyed you helping me through that process of like, hey, you know, like, let's kind of step out of the box here and think about some things that you probably need to work on to help your heart. So I believe in all that. I think that it's great.
I forgot we had that. Just so you know, like what you should know, not that I forgot, but like what I know is that Christ energy or consciousness, Jesus Christ, like the energy of healing and health and wellness can come through you and help other people. I forgot we had that. That was a long time ago, it feels like. But yeah, you healed your heart. Like you are the reason you're well right now.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, ladies. Well, we've had some really good conversations here, and I know that y'all are curious. So I want to just open up this conversation to y'all. I want you to be able to ask Ashley some questions. So if you'd like to unmute yourself, then y'all go right on ahead.
Hey, Ashley, how are you?
Good. Hi.
So the question I wanted to ask you was, when it comes to the relationships that you're building and, you know, the communications that you're fostering, like what fires you up, you know, like what attracts you to people? What says that's my person? I want them in my circle. Cause that's really important when we build relationships, like to pick the person that connects with us instead of building fake relationships, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm a really personal person. In fact, I'm actually really introverted. And even though I look very extroverted, and I'll talk to you directly. Like I will walk right up to you and say, like, how do you feel about wellness? Like, are you well? And people just look at me like, what? But people that are well are like, yeah, I'm well. And I was sick once and I'm better now. You know, I mean, there's the difference. So being very direct has really been successful for me. I've had situations in the past where I wasn't as direct, and I kind of played the game that I would say, for lack of a better word, the patriarchal society taught me, which is like interview people, do this one process thing where you should give people time and whatever. No, you're going to know within the first 10 to 15 minutes if that's your person that you need to work with right there or not. You're going to know, and you're going to intuitively know. We have that radar. If you're not developing that radar, you can just like ask God or whatever you believe, like, hey, I want to be able to intuitively know, I want to feel my way to my next right step in life. And that's really, I lean into that idea that I can ask a higher power and that I can have that revelation in my life every single day. And that I'm willing to follow it. And that's kind of the key part. You have to like develop your bravery muscle. Because it's like the courage to follow the thing you know you got to do. is intense. And sometimes that's like dissolve a relationship or make a new relationship. So that's how I find new people. That's pretty interesting. I guess that's awesome. About that.
Thank you.
I want to ask a question. I've been here the whole time, Ashley. It's good to see you.
Hi, Sam.
So my question, you know, whenever you're talking to women specifically, I feel like many are struggling to align with their actual purpose and being distracted by the world. So if you were to have an initial conversation with somebody, what are the initial steps that you might give her to be able to, one, figure out what her actual calling and purpose is, which I think in a lot of cases is not our vocation. And then how to identify that and how to start the steps to align with it. And know that that's really what it is. It's so confusing with everything out there.
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's like that courage muscle, right? The courage to be able to fail too is kind of part of that game of like, hey, if you know you get to do something and it doesn't work out, that's okay. The courage to try again immediately is really important. So to identify what your life purpose would be, I would write down all the things that light you up. And when I say light you up, like I mean you're like, that's what I love. That's what I love. Like for me, I love puppies. Okay. Hound dog puppies light me up. You want to see a girl go crazy, right? I was raised with them. Something that lights me up, seeing people transform, watching people have an experience where they go, oh my gosh, I thought one thing and now I think something different and my life's better. I feel better. My kids are better. My family's better. My lineage is better. That lights me up. What else lights me up? Like baby animals for sure. Golly, baby horses, right? I mean, I could tell you a lot of lists, but if you could sit down and write down what lights you up, and then how do you help the people that are doing those things? That's an interesting way. I think you can get what you want if you help enough people, right? That's a Zig Ziglar quote, but that really, what that says to me is that how do I find out who needs help in the things that light me up? And that's what I've done, right? What lights me up? Helping people, watching people transform. So what am I doing? I'm watching Vanessa transform her life by having a podcast. I know that speaking is what's going to eventually light her up, really, because I see she wants to be a speaker. And so if you want to help people, you find out what lights them up, and then you attempt to give that to them while they're, if that's what lights you up, right? If you do that and it doesn't light you up, you're going to be depleted. So don't try it if you don't like it.
That, Shannon, I know not everybody's like heard my long story in Ag Women Connects, but there was like a 10-year phase where I prayed and prayed and prayed. I knew what I was doing and my jobs was not my purpose. I knew that it was a piece of what I was supposed to be doing, but like I feel confident, obviously, that God led me to Ag Women Connects. Like that is my purpose in life. But what I found, like what Ashley was saying, is like helping other people, which you do, Shannon, you're amazing at that, and finding out like what their needs are. You do that too. And so like I basically built a company around what other people wanted and needed. And so it was just like all of a sudden it just made sense. But just know that like you're not alone if you're feeling that. You know, if any of y'all are on that call and you're like, you know, you're trying to figure out what your purpose is, I feel like there's a lot of women that struggle with it. So just keep, you know, putting one foot in front of the other, keep praying about it, write it down and refine it too. I just had a meeting with somebody yesterday and, you know, gave her some advice and she was like, oh my gosh, I got a million thoughts in my mind now. And I said, well, the next step is you need to call me when you get all of that down on paper and let's refine it. And let's build something around that. And let's focus on those things. So I hope that helps. But like my heart goes out to people because like that was a very long period for me to go through and question. But, you know, I had the faith and I trusted the Lord. And, you know, now look what happened. So
anyhow. Yeah, timing. I mean, that's a good timing story to trust that the timing is divine and that. And also, if you could fill a room, one of the questions I really love to ask myself is, or ask someone is, if you could fill a room with 1,000 people, who would it be and what could you teach them? And if you think about that, like mine would be women, young women between the age of like 13 and 18, and I would teach them about self-confidence and courage and the ability to take on life and the ability to be tenacious and the ability to have determination and perseverance and all these qualities that people don't talk about. I would be good at it. I mean, I could ramble on for days. What is that thing that you do, right? And if you have that thing and someone's pushing that thing down in you, that's challenging. I've been through that too. So just know that, yeah, the timing for sure. But it's okay to ask for help from random people you don't know too. Like, hey, I was thinking about this. Do you think this is a great idea or a bad idea? You're like, it's totally okay to be so vulnerable about not knowing what you want to do. That's an easy way to find out what you do want to do.
For sure. Well, I think too, also like asking people within your network as well, or other people's networks. So like you'll find people who are attracted to you and vice versa. And so like if I had a piece of advice or two words to give somebody after I left this earth, it would be just ask. Like, have the courage and just ask, because there's so many people out there who truly do want to help.
Yeah, I think we're taught as children that we're too much if we ask, that we're bothered if we're asked. If we ask, we have a lot of programming around that and a lot of DNA, picture, sounds, and feelings that kind of get in our way sometimes. And so that self-analyzation, like, I think I'm in my own way and I probably should just force myself to go through the uncomfortable part of that birth process of your thoughts, your ideas, your creativity, your entrepreneurship, you know, that thing that lights you up. The reason you joined Ag Women Connect or that you're here right now is because you want to something like this one treasure, right? Take one treasure with you and you want to be able to give that treasure to someone else. That would be the greatest gift of all. If you learned something that significantly, or you took something and you used it in your life and you said it over again, right? The greatest honor is to watch someone take what you've taught them and teach it to someone else, to me, to really impact someone else the way that you know that you impacted them. That's really strong why. And so when you do things, if that's not the thing you're doing it for, like, I would reevaluate it. If you feel burned out, I would reevaluate every single choice you make. Me telling you to evaluate your whole life. I mean, really, if you don't feel well, I care so much. Like, I would help you in a heartbeat. If you're not feeling well today, we could play a game. That's kind of wild, but we could do it. It's awesome. Or if something's weighing heavy on your heart, or like you're confused, or you're still stuck, or whatever it is, there's like easy ways to play fun games to help yourself feel better more often than not and give yourself half a chance. And what's the worst thing that could happen, right? If it doesn't work, at least you tried.
You are very creative. I love that about you.
And I think the most creative person wins. You know, they say the loudest person wins, but really, you could definitely silence the commotion if you were creative enough. So I really think the most creative person ends up having the most options, which ends up being the person that usually wins. And you want to win in life. I know that that's like a crazy thing to say, but if you don't feel like you're winning in life, like if you're like you're losing the battle, then that's what you're teaching your kids too. And that's a hard thing to stomach sometimes. It's like your example, how you feel every day rubs off on all the people around you. That's another challenge that I think we go through as women.
I feel like the mothers really set the tone for the whole family. So I have to check myself too, you know. When I'm having a bad day, is, you know, the family usually follows the mood that the mother is in.
Yeah, or how she deals with it, right? Like, it's totally okay to have a bad day. Like, I'm going to go have a milkshake and, like, get a pedicure or whatever you do. You know, I'm going to go pray outside. Whatever it is that you need to feel better, like, teach your kid that, like, it's okay to fall down. It's also okay to get back up. It's okay to have a bad day. It's also okay to figure out how to feel well right now. We don't have to be sad and have guilt and fear and shame and, like, let that part of us fester. Right. It's like a sliver. Just pull the thing out.
Yes, it's important not to let ourselves stay in that moment for too long. We are going to take a quick commercial break, but we will be right back to wrap up this conversation with Ashley on today's show. We have had so much fun with Ashley already, but now to get to the good stuff. Now it's time for the Ag Women Connect members to ask Ashley some questions. So let's get to it. All right, I know we have more questions. Y'all don't be bashful.
Yeah, I just really have kind of a testament to Ashley and Vanessa. So I met Ashley the first time we ever spoke. We were eating breakfast in Lubbock at this hotel. And she said, so why are you here? What is Vanessa have you here? And it was a really good question, especially like, it was really the first time I talked to her. And at first it made me really scared. I was like, oh my gosh, because I did not really know why I was there. I did not like understand what Vanessa saw in me, why she was putting time and effort into me. Kind of like Ashley said, this is not a welcoming environment, the ag industry or the Western industry as well. I was not welcomed into it because I didn't grow up like other people grew up in it. And I was a teacher for the past 7 years, and now I'm home, and I am very intensely in the ag industry now. It's literally everyday life for us. And so that question at first, it like made me almost startled. And then I was like, I started talking to her, and I was like, oh, I do have this word. This is why Vanessa has me here. So I hope I'm like explaining this the right way, but even those direct questions, when you ask them because you're asking them because you care, they do help people. Because I really had to explain myself, and you know, and so yeah, I don't know. That's just a really good testament of, and I still do that because I haven't been really welcomed into the ag industry that well. It was not open arms for me, and so like, you know, Vanessa will tell me something. I'm like, well, I don't think I fit into that group. I don't think I can go. And she's like, no, you can. Like, but anyways, that one question really helped me like find my own in this industry and figure out like where I fit. Cause I wasn't sure like where I fit and what I had to offer, because I don't know a lot of things that all these girls in the Western industry know, but they don't know what I know. So
right? They're not a butcher.
Yeah. Well, and see, I'm not even on, like, I don't know a lot about the butchering side, but man, I know a lot in the background of it. Like, I can't really, I know more cuts than I used to now, but I can't tell you how to butcher a cow. But man, I can tell you, like, so much other random stuff that you have to know in order to butcher a cow. So, and to sell it and to get it out to people. But yeah, so that was just kind of a testament to actually in Vanessa. Because, you know, sometimes I still wonder, like, well, I don't know where my spot is in this, but, you know, just figuring it out. And so, yeah.
I love that. Do you know you're going to feed the world when stuff goes to heck? Like, are you kidding me, girl? Yeah. What happens when stuff goes to crap and then we have to find our food source? Well, I'm headed to your house. I mean, I was like, what are you doing here? Feeding everyone? You know, I was really like, oh,
yeah.
I want to tell you something though. I heard a podcast yesterday about these women that are in Ohio, and they don't sell, they don't ship at all. They only feed their community, and they're committed to feeding every family and every mouth in like a radius. And the radius keeps getting bigger. They're fascinating. But
anyway. Then it, Jimmy, so when you're saying like find things that light you on fire, I never thought beef would light me on fire. But I was telling Vanessa, it's our household's been crazy right now. I have two under two, well, one's three now, and we're potty training and teething and all the stuff. So I've been having to do a lot of work at night, and we launched our bulk beef sales for our online. And so I've just been having to do it, like getting done at 1, 2 a.m. in the morning. But let me tell you, I wake up more refreshed in the morning, having done that for till the wee hours of the night, getting all those emails done, getting the website up and running, than I would not doing that. So, you know, that was like a good sign to me. But yeah, back to what you're saying about the community, I got to do a lot of work kind of marketing to the nation with our beef. But I've been hearing, and I kind of got to like test things out, because that's not your local community. If you mess up, someone in Wyoming might care, but they may not. And it's not like an immediate judgment. Does that make sense? I was kind of getting to test out some marketing stuff on them. But I've been feeling like a pull more back to our community. And yeah, so I'm kind of hitting the local side a little bit more. And that's been really fun to get to connect more with our local, because that's where we started. So yeah, it's funny that you say that, because I've been feeling more of a pull towards that.
And that's not to say if you're on this call, you can't buy beef from her because she will ship it to your door. And like really other good stuff. She has all sorts of things that are magic. It's called Tear Blue. And
yeah,
you can put a link in the bio. You should put a link
in the bio. Yeah,
because everybody needs beef and other animal products. Vanessa, this is fun.
Oh, Whitney, you made me tear up a little bit. Thank you for saying all of those things. And I think you're absolutely amazing. And I have from the very beginning. But Whitney, what was cool is like, I didn't know that Whitney was not welcomed into the ag industry. I didn't know that she had a story until later. So she had her guard up a little bit. But I'm so glad that you shared that with us and shared it with us before. So you're in the right place.
I did scare her. Yeah. You remember her face. She was like, oh my gosh. I was like, why are you here? What are you doing? What are you doing here? Why are you here? You know, I just walk around and ask people that because I want them to feel well if they're not, you know, or I want to figure it out. Like, I care if you feel well. And that's kind of an interesting thing. Like, what is your number one value? This goes back to what's your life purpose. My number one value in life for a long time, I don't know. I would say it was like being financially stable. My dad taught me that. I don't even know, but one day it changed to health when I lost my health, right? I had my health, lost my health. And I said, whoa, my values are messed up. And I value health now. And then the other things follow. And it seems like my life has gotten a lot easier and a lot better. Just those are some food for thought. And as I've eaten Whitney's beef and like really taking a look at like, where does my stuff come from and how am I feeling because of it? That's another interesting thing to look at.
Yeah, something random, and I know Shannon knows this too, is I ran across something the other night where people have gone strictly to a beef and protein diet and it like literally changed their entire world and their bodies. So I don't know all the statistics, but for some reason that just kind of keeps coming up in my newsfeed. And so I think it's very interesting.
The carnivore diet.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not your, when people think of carnivore diet, they don't mean just, are you eating meat? It's a very specific way of eating. I just saw Joe Rogan. Did you see him talk about it? How it transformed his body in 30 days. Yes. And then, I have personal friends that are, you know, like Brooke that is out there talking about it and her case for beef. And it's pretty profound. She dug very deep on the vegetarian world and was in that for a long time and then found her and her husband to be very ill. And so they've transformed their health in a short amount of time on the carnivore diet. So it has me interested too, because I like beef.
That's really interesting. And I think that's what kind of, I mean, it's what you're led to and then what you hear and what you see. And then all of a sudden your reality becomes different. To speak to that, Whitney made me cry, Vanessa, because it's really... That's the thing. Like, if you could do anything, it's like, how do you explain to people you need to eat beef? Well, you welcome them into your community and you share your lifestyle with them and you let them eat at your table. That's the way that you educate the world about how you should treat people and how you should have a community that works. And that's what agriculture is built on. Like it's culture, right? It's agriculture. It's a community of people. And yeah, unfortunately, we have a lot of oppression, and that sounds crazy, but it's true. We're highly oppressed as a community just from the outside forces. And yeah, so thanks, Whitney, for being here. And yes, biggest cheerleader for anyone who wants to be involved in ag. I would like whatever they want to do, bring them on. Send them to Vanessa.
I loved Whitney sharing too. I wrote it in there that it hurt. The question you asked her and how she felt about it, I mean, it applies to life in general. Like, why are we here? And, you know, realizing that we all have a unique purpose and worth that we bring to the table. I mean, it applies to all of parts of life. And it's a very profound question that you just go around asking people, Ashley.
Well, what if you die tomorrow and you didn't get to the point? I met this lady who told me I should eat dessert first, because if I choked on my dinner, I'd be pissed when I got to heaven. And that changed my life. I was 19 years old. And I thought this lady's name was Feather. And she'd taken me on this long tour in Moab up the canyon to where these ladies would have babies. All the Indians came, the Native Americans, and had their babies. It was so fascinating. We got to lunch and she's like, you know what? You should always eat your dessert first. She ordered carrot cake. And I was just eating my carrot cake. And yeah, because if you choke on your dinner, you'll be pissed when you get to heaven. And I just thought,
you should do whatever you want and whatever you feel called to do. Like, don't let what you thought was right stop you from doing something that you know is going to help you or save you.
Do what makes you happy.
Well, that's been a big testament, is to go up against the belief that you have. And that's hard. Like, cannabis, I thought was literally going to send me to hell. I have a book out about it. You can see the book. I'll put a link to the book on here. It's on Amazon. It has 5-star reviews. It's tiny. It's like 35 pages. But let me tell you what, it changes people's opinion on how they view this plant, right? This is a gift from God. It's a plant like any other plant we have here. And this makes you reevaluate it, because it's about a little boy who, his family lived in Utah, and the doctor said, we're going to cut your son's frontal lobe open because his seizures won't stop. And with one dose of THC, his seizures went down to 2 a day, and with 2 doses, they stopped completely. And they were days away from his brain surgery, like being completely, like him being completely a vegetable for the rest of his life. It's a very powerful story that changes a lot of people's lives. And that was one of my best friends at Turek's husband's kid. And it's wild. And I met him and I documented the whole thing. And it's my story. It's other people's stories. But in the end, it says, you know, do it for your grandchildren. Do it for the people that have arthritis so bad they can't walk and they're scared to take it. Like, what about your quality of life? So that's kind of a testament to that.
No, I think that's so true. Think about the women who were using herbs, you know, that were called witches. And it just like breaks my heart, you know, the time period that they had to go through. And I mean, all they were doing was just healing people's body with natural things on the earth. They were chastised for it.
Yeah, there's been a lot of persecution. A lot of bad things happen to people who are trying to do good things, because it's just unfortunately where we're at in the world. So when you can surround yourself with layers of people that have your back and that are in alignment with your vision of beef and of feeding the world and of doing the things, then you see, I have a lot more, I guess, I've like fortifying my castle walls, right? I'm building out this thing where I'm impenetrable. And that's kind of what most women, I feel like, struggle with. They feel like everything's getting them. And so to be able to have like a layer of like this conversation here, right? This is another layer on your day of you dealing with people and how you deal with people and how you react, because it's not what's happening. It's how you deal with it, right? That determines what happens next. And that's kind of, that's sometimes not fun when you're not dealing with things so fun.
That's so true. Are there any other questions for Miss Ashley? Ashley, is there anything else that you'd like to say before we wrap up today?
Yeah, that if you are not an agent of change, I would consider what you're doing. If you're doing something that's not a productive part of the solution to whatever's going on, like, you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. And then one of my mentors really taught me that. And so I would evaluate, like, what are you doing in your everyday life that might be part of the problem that you're having? And what are you, how do you want to be part of the solution? And it's simply sometimes the way we talk about it. And that's another, you know, it's like simply the difference between saying, you know, Vanessa, like, your podcast, me saying this, like Vanessa saying, I want to get my podcast up. I know I got to do this. To saying, like, it's going to be the perfect timing. I know that it's all happening. There's a lot of grace involved. Just the rhetoric that we give ourselves as a change agent in our lives. And it really filters out into the world. So I would consider what you're doing every day and if you're an agent of change or not.
I love that. Yes, it's so important, like what we feed ourselves mentally and what we say to ourselves. So yes.
Yeah, don't be a terrorist in your own life. Like, don't put on the bomb suit and walk in and pretend that you're not the one blowing it up if that's what you're doing. Not kidding. Like, if you're the person that is literally like the person who goes in and then they're like, I feel good, bam. And it's like, then order, like, stop being a terrorist. Like, decide that you don't want that part anymore, because it can be, there can be a lot of carnage.
Thank you, Ashley, so much for coming on the show today. You just do a fantastic job speaking to others, and I know all of us walked away with an important piece of advice. We wish you the best luck with your company, the Boot Babes, and we cannot wait to connect again with you.
I'm happy to help anytime. I'm always here for you, and I got your back. Yes. Yeah, we're good. We can finish early. I'm so grateful.
This was an amazing Zoom. I mean, just look at the chat. I know that all of these ladies just really enjoyed this conversation. I know I did. Thank you. I know you're super busy. So thank you for just taking your time to come talk to us today and let us know a little bit more about you.
Yes, very grateful. Thanks for the opportunity and can't wait to get to know all of you more. Please join that Boot Babes group. That's fun if you love cowgirl boots, which who doesn't?
Yes. Thank you so much. If y'all need that link, then just let me know and I'll message it to you. Or you can click on it right now and it should open in another tab for you on your internet browser. So, all right. So if you're listening to this podcast right now, and if you'd like to be a guest speaker, if you would like to sponsor an episode, then you can email us at info@womenconnect@gmail.com. And thank y'all so much for being on here today. We will see you next week at noon Central Time.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Ag Talk. Your story matters. Make sure to tune in every Tuesday for new episodes and learn more about us and our mission at agwomenconnect.com. You can find us on all major social media platforms, and we can't wait to share your ag story.